Okay, gotta say, keeping up with the AI world is like a full-time job these days. Seriously. January 23rd, 2025, and my head is already spinning from all the news. We've got Google making some major moves, Elon Musk stirring up trouble as always, and AI tutors are apparently giving Harvard professors a run for their money. Crazy, right?
It's been a whirlwind day for sure. A lot to unpack for sure
So,
there.
for anyone just joining us, welcome to another deep dive. We're going to break down all the biggest AI developments, the stuff that, actually matters. And trust me, you are not going to believe what happened today.
Buckle up.
So, first things first, let's talk about these AI models themselves, the brains of the operation. Google's DeepMind just dropped something called Gemini 2.0 with flash thinking. I mean, even the name sounds intense.
Yes, it's living up to the name too.
73%, over 73% on some seriously tough benchmarks. And get this, it's processing text 5 times faster than OpenAI's models. Like, how is that even possible?
The speed is definitely impressive, but it's more than that. This flash thinking idea, it suggests that they're aiming for AI that can, actually think on its feet, react in real time.
Real time, huh? I mean, what kind of real world applications are we talking about here?
Think about self-driving cars or high-frequency trading, situations where, split-second decisions are crucial. That's where this flash thinking could really shine.
So it's not just about being faster, it's about being like smarter, more responsive. And
Exactly.
the best part is, you can actually try out Gemini 2.0 right now for free.
Yeah.
Take that, OpenAI, and your subscription fees.
Well, OpenAI might have something to say about that soon enough. They're already working on the successor to their O3 model, and that one hasn't even launched yet.
Wait, seriously, they're already on the next one.
It's a constant race, you know?
But isn't that kind of, I don't know, dangerous? Rushing these powerful AI models out the door before we fully understand them?
It's a valid concern, for sure. Are we sacrificing thoroughness and careful consideration just to be the first to market? I mean, the potential consequences of, rushing powerful AI technology could be significant.
It's like they're playing with fire a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a delicate balance.
Okay, so we've got Google with its flash thinking and OpenAI in a perpetual race against itself. But hold on, because there's another player in this game that we haven't even mentioned yet. ByteDance, the company behind TikTok. They just released their Doubao 1.5 Pro model. And apparently it's not just beating the competition, it's doing it on a like shoestring budget.
ByteDance is really shaking things up. Not only are they outperforming some of the bigger players, but they're also doing something really interesting with their development tools. They're open sourcing them, making them available to anyone who wants to use them.
Okay, open sourcing, that's a pretty big deal, right?
It is.
But why? I mean, what's the strategy there?
Well, on one hand, it democratizes access to powerful AI tools, which could lead to a burst of innovation. But on the other hand, it raises questions about, who controls these tools, how they might be used. It's a potential Pandora's box in a way.
So it's like they're giving everyone the keys to the kingdom, but we don't know who's going to drive.
Pretty much. It's a gamble, but it's a fascinating one.
All right, so we've got the brains of the operation, these crazy powerful AI models, but let's not forget about the money behind it all, and more importantly, who's calling the shots. Because things are getting a little, shall we say, tense in the world of AI funding and control.
Definitely some power plays happening.
Yeah, like did you hear about Elon Musk questioning OpenAI's massive Stargate project? Apparently, this thing's going to cost like $500 billion. That's billion with a B.
$500 billion. Yeah, it's ambitious to say the least.
And Musk is, not exactly known for holding back his opinions. He's basically saying, "Hold on, who's in charge of this Stargate thing, and why are we spending so much money on it?"
It's not just about the money, though. What Musk is really highlighting is the sheer scale of resources that are needed to, build the next generation of AI. This Stargate project is about it's about building the foundation, the raw computing power that will define the future of AI development. This isn't just about algorithms, it's about building the digital engines that will run them.
So it's like building a giant spaceship for AI to blast off into the future.
Yeah, you could say that.
And speaking of potential drama, the relationship between Microsoft and OpenAI seems a little rocky right now.
A little bit of tension there for sure.
Yeah, Microsoft apparently wants more control over OpenAI's cloud resources, where they're storing all their data and running their models. But OpenAI wants to maintain its flexibility. They don't want to be tied down.
It speaks to the power dynamics at play here, right? We're seeing these tech giants forming alliances, pouring in massive investments, but also maneuvering for control. The race for AI dominance is it's heating up. And it might not be a collaborative effort in the end.
It's like a high-stakes game of chess with these tech titans making their moves.
Exactly.
And speaking of investments, Google just dropped another $1 billion into a company called Anthropic, raising their stake to over $3 billion.
Yeah, that's a pretty clear signal they're betting big on this company.
Okay, but why? I mean, what's so special about Anthropic? Why is Google throwing all this money at them?
It's not just the money, it's the valuation jump. This investment could catapult Anthropic's worth to a staggering $60 billion. What this tells us is that we're in the midst of an AI arms race, and companies like Google are choosing their champions. They're picking sides and placing their bets on who they believe will lead the charge.
So it's not just about developing the best AI, it's about controlling the market, owning the future.
Exactly. The stakes are incredibly high.
Okay, so we've covered the brains, the money, the power plays. But how is all this AI wizardry actually impacting our everyday lives? I mean, are we all just going to be sit around watching robots do our jobs?
Well, not quite yet.
But it's coming, right? I mean, all this talk about AI surpassing human abilities, it's going to make you wonder, what role will be left for us humans?
That's the million-dollar question. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's zoom back in and remember that AI isn't just some abstract force operating in a vacuum. It's already impacting our daily lives in tangible ways, and those impacts are only going to grow. It's impacting us in ways we might not even realize.
Okay, so let's talk about that. How is AI actually showing up in our lives right now? And what can we expect to see in the near future?
Well, for one, our devices are getting a lot smarter.
Smarter. I mean, my phone already feels like it knows me better than I know myself.
Yeah, and it's only going to get more personalized.
Okay, but how? Give me some examples.
Remember those multimodal agents we were talking about earlier? The ones in the new Samsung Galaxy S25? Those are AI systems that can, you know, interact with us in a more natural way, using a combination of voice, text, even visual cues.
So like my phone is going to be able to read my facial expression.
It's not just about reading your expressions. It's about understanding your intent, your emotional state. Imagine having a conversation with your phone where it can, you know, actually understand how you're feeling and respond accordingly.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But also kind of creepy. Like, do I really want my phone knowing all that about me?
It's a valid concern for sure. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, we need to be mindful of the data that's being collected and how it's being used. We need to make sure these technologies are, you know, designed with privacy and security in mind.
There's a lot to think about. But I guess that's the double-edged sword of progress, right? We get all these amazing new capabilities, but we also have to deal with the potential downsides.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to talk about our hopes and fears, our expectations and concerns. We need to involve, you know, diverse voices in shaping the future of AI. Technologists, ethicists, policymakers, and everyday people like you and me.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we use it.
Exactly. And that brings us back to some of the bigger questions we were discussing earlier. Like, what does it actually mean for AI to surpass human abilities?
Yeah, that Anthropic CEO, Dario Amodè, he really threw down the gauntlet with that 2027 prediction. AI surpassing almost all human abilities in most tasks by 2027. I mean, come on, that's practically tomorrow.
It's a bold statement for sure. And it definitely got people talking. But it also raises some important questions. Like, what do we even mean by surpassing human abilities? Are we talking about, you know, AI composing symphonies, writing best-selling novels, performing brain surgery? Or is it more about, you know, specific tasks and skills?
Right, because intelligence is a pretty broad term. We use it to describe a lot of different things. So when we talk about AI being smarter than humans, we need to be clear about what we actually mean.
Exactly. Are we talking about raw processing power, the ability to, you know, solve complex problems, or something more nuanced like creativity, empathy, even consciousness? These are all, you know, different aspects of what we might consider intelligence.
So if we step back from the hype for a second, What are some of the realistic ways AI could actually surpass human abilities in the coming years? Where should we be paying attention?
One area where AI is already showing incredible potential is in fields that rely on data analysis, pattern recognition, complex calculations, things like, financial modeling, medical diagnosis, scientific research. In these areas, AI's ability to, process massive amounts of information and identify hidden trends, it could far exceed human capabilities.
So basically, tasks where we humans are limited by our, well, humanness, our need for sleep, our susceptibility to bias, our limited processing power.
Exactly. And it's not just about speed and efficiency. AI could also help us overcome human biases and limitations in, decision making. Imagine an AI-powered system that could help judges make more objective rulings or doctors diagnose rare diseases with, greater accuracy. The potential benefits are enormous.
Okay, so maybe AI isn't going to be writing the next great American novel anytime soon,
Yeah.
but it could definitely revolutionize how we do science, conduct business, and even make decisions.
It's already starting to, and that's why it's so important to understand the forces that are driving AI development. Who are the key players? What are their motivations? And how are their actions shaping the AI landscape? It all comes back to, who's in control? Who's making the decisions about how this technology is developed and used?
Right, because like we were saying earlier, it's not just about building the best AI anymore, it's about owning it,
Yeah.
controlling it, and ultimately profiting from it.
Exactly. And that's where things can get, well, a little messy. Remember that Salesforce CEO, Marc Benioff? He made some interesting observations about the relationship between Microsoft and OpenAI.
Oh yeah, he was hinting at some tension between Microsoft's AI lead, Mustafa Suleiman, and OpenAI's Sam Altman, like some real friction about the direction of their partnership.
Well, it's not just gossip. I mean, these are two incredibly ambitious, driven individuals, each with their own vision for the future of AI. So, it's not surprising that there might be some clashes along the way.
So what's the real story here? Is it a personality clash, or is there something bigger at play?
I think it reflects the immense pressure these companies are under. They're both vying for dominance in the AI space, and they both know the stakes are incredibly high. The partnership has been, hugely successful so far, but it seems like the honeymoon phase might be over.
So it's not just about collaborating to build the best AI anymore. It's about competition, about winning.
It's about who gets to write the rules of the game.
And that's a pretty scary thought. I mean, who gets to decide what those rules are and what happens to the rest of us if we don't like the rule?
That's why it's so crucial that we, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay critical. We can't just sit back and let these tech giants dictate the future of AI. We need to be part of the conversation.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
AI potentially surpassing human abilities, tech giants battling for control, and a whole lot of uncertainty about what the future holds. It's a lot to process.
It is, but it's also incredibly exciting. We're living through a technological revolution unlike anything we've ever seen before.
So, given everything we've discussed, what's one key takeaway you would want to leave our listener with today?
Pay attention. Don't let the rapid pace of development or the technical jargon distract you from the bigger picture. AI is no longer a futuristic fantasy. It's here. It's evolving rapidly, and it's going to touch every aspect of our lives. So stay informed, stay curious, and most importantly, stay engaged. The future of AI is being written right now, and we all have a role to play in shaping it.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. It's been a wild ride, but it certainly left us with a lot to think about.